Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Over 365 names and inscriptions are found in the Bible referring to Jesus Christ. But none is more lovely than the one found in Isaiah where the prophet said, "His name shall be called Wonderful." As a light that sparkles on a tree, the wonder of Christ can hardly be reduced to a treatment of 4 minutes. But in that length of time, I will give you the 10 wonders of Christmas. First, there is the wonder of His birth. Now, any birth is a wonderful event, but the birth of Jesus had been foretold by the prophets for centuries. To Abraham, God revealed the nation through which Christ would come. To Jacob, He revealed that Christ would be of the tribe of Judah. To Isaiah, God mentioned a family, the line of Jesse. To Micah, God whispered the name of the city. To Daniel, God revealed the time of His birth. The events leading up to the birth of Christ were like the gears of a fine watch that had to mesh together, so when the fullness of time was come, Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. What a wonder! Second, there is the wonder of His condescension. Really, to understand what this means, you have to remember what heaven was like and what Jesus left to come to our world and to be tabernacled in human flesh. Had men arranged His birth, it would never have been in a stable. But the wonder of His condescension means God touched us right where we are. The third wonder of Christmas is the wonder of His character. Though we are saved by the death of Christ, His life is yet filled with wonder. Who but Jesus could say, "Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?" He lifted the fallen of life. He gave His life that you could have newness of life. The fourth wonder of Christmas is the wonder of His person. Human, yet divine. He could grow weary, yet could say, "Come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest." He hungered, yet could take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feed a multitude. He was heaven's light for earth's darkness and heaven's bread for man's hunger. Then fifth, there is the wonder of His words. He spoke with authority, demanding the attention of those who heard. He said, "You have heard that it was said, but I tell you." His words are ethically true. No loopholes in what He taught or said. He spoke with simplicity, but with great power. The sixth wonder of Christmas is the wonder of His works. How can we describe them? Wherever He went, He did good. To the blind, He said, "Receive your sight." To the lame, "Rise up and walk." He stopped funeral processions and raised the dead. He made no clinical analysis. He brought in no specialist. He just spoke the word, and it happened. The seventh wonder of Christmas is the wonder of His death, freely given, undeserved, but affecting a lasting relationship for each person who will trust Him. The eighth wonder is the wonder of His resurrection. Pilate gave the orders to seal the sepulcher. "Go make the tomb as secure as you know how," was his command. Yet the tomb is empty, and Christ ever lives. The ninth wonder of Christmas is the wonder of His second coming. "This same Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven," spoke the messengers at the Mount of Olives, "will come back in the same way you have seen Him go into heaven." Last of all, the tenth wonder of Christmas is the wonder of His saving power. "He will save His people from their sin," was the message of the angel to Joseph. This is the great wonder of Christmas. Thank God for the 10 wonders of Christmas.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.